It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam Law Firm.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre since 1881.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood. And on today's program, talking with Abby Edwardson of the Rollins Library here in Pierre. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So I'm looking at the library calendar for Rollins Library. Mm-hmm. You guys have been busy the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we stay pretty busy. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. So this week is Thanksgiving, and the kids in Pierre get out of school at 12:30 on Wednesday. So if you're not traveling or don't have anything to do, Joanne's got a turkey project for the kids to do after school starting at 1 o'clock, and we'll have some things out. So if you don't have any place for the kids to go Wednesday after school, send them to the library at 1 o'clock, and we would love to see them.
Well, and absolutely. And besides the school-age kids, you always have time for those younger ones with the toddler time. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So toddler time is an hour-long event. It's on Monday and Wednesday mornings from 10 to 11. Half of it is a story, and then half of it is learning games and socialization. So that's a really fun time. You can come with your grandma, your grandpa, your caregiver, your parent. You just need to come with a parent because you're so little, or an adult that can care for you. So that's a very good event, too.
Absolutely. Now, I know with Thanksgiving, are there any special hours for the library next week?
Yeah, we will be closed Thursday and Friday, but I want to let everyone know our online library is always open. So if you've never checked out the Libby app, there's over 100,000 items in there. So even when we're closed, we still have items to offer you. And then we will reopen regular hours on Saturday, 9 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 5. And then starting that Saturday, we're going to have a photo booth set up. So you can come in, bring your family, dress however you want to dress, and staff will be happy to take your picture. It's got a very nice Christmas wintry theme to it. And then if you need a computer to make your Christmas cards, you can do that while you're there too.
Well, you were telling me that the library's got another event coming up later in December?
We do. We want you to save the date for December 9th. That is our holiday open house. It's a Tuesday night, 5:30 to 7:30. It's going to be great. We're going to have Santa. We're going to have a visit from the Grinch. And then if you want pictures, again, we'll be happy to take your pictures that night. And then we're going to have a hot cocoa bar. And then we've got some wooden Christmas tree ornaments kids can make. And we're asking them to make two. Take one home and then leave one for a senior citizen, and we'll deliver it with our outreach books.
Absolutely. Now, I know we've been talking about activities for kids, but the library also has activities for adults, such as their Tuesday book club. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yep. So if you're new and you want to check out the Tuesday book club, that's every Tuesday at 6, but do call ahead if it's close to the holidays, because that might change a little bit. The group may not be meeting if it's close to the holidays, so you might want to check that first. But they read a different book every month. So they read fiction, mystery, nonfiction, all different types of books. It's a great way to meet people.
And Abby, we mentioned the Libby app and the fact that there's over 100,000 different items that can be checked out and accessed. If folks have questions, how can they get in touch with the library?
Yes, call us at 773-7421. And then if you are gifting a device for Christmas or you're not sure how to use something, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you set up your new tablet. We can even get the Libby app on there for you.
Anything else that we want to let folks know about for the Rollins Library this morning?
I just want to put a plug in for senior citizens, December 2nd. That's the first Tuesday of the month. And the first Tuesday of the month, senior citizens can get a free round-trip ride to the library through River Cities Transit. So you just need to call River Cities Transit 24 hours ahead of time and let them know you would like to come to the library.
All right. And again, talking with Abby Edwardson of the Rollins Library. Abby, if folks want to check it out online, what's the website?
RollinsLibrary.org, or follow us on Facebook. You'll find a ton of information.
All right. Well, and we will check in with you in a couple of weeks. So,
thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Again, talking with Abby Edwardson of the Rollins Library here in Pierre. Again, RollinsLibrary.org. Here on People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam Law Firm.